A big group of doctors and scientists have written to the vice-chancellors of Australia's universities, asking them not to allow the setting up of unscientific, complementary or alternative medicine courses. The Friends of Science in Medicine, as they call themselves, say they're worried about the increasing number of pseudoscience courses not based on scientific principles and experimental evidence. They say universities are hosting courses which give undeserved credibility to what in many cases would be better described as quackery. Alternative medicine practitioners are fighting back, claiming that their results are supported by evidence. To debate the issue, we invited Steve Eddy, Head of Nutrition at the Australian Traditional Medicine Society, and the first voice you'll hear will be Professor John Dwyer, Emeritus Professor of Medicine at the University of New South Wales.
To say it's evidence-based is ridiculous. What we have is
it's not a growing ridiculous.
Number.
There's
we have a growing number.
John,
we have a growing
a
number of chiropractors who are reverting back to the ideas of their founder, and in saying that there is a very powerful force they call innate intelligence running up and down the spinal cord that's invisible but very powerful, and that slight distortions of the spinal column can interfere with this flow of energy, and this affects numerous systems around the body. And we've seen chiropractors setting up clinics for children where they claim they can do cure autism, bedwetting, asthma, colic, and the like. This is a dangerous delusion. And for having to, I feel sorry for the chiropractors that really just stick to practicing pretty much the way a physiotherapist would, and there are many of those. But this trend to go back to this more inclusive theory and to have that approved at a university, and the person who's been chosen to run the chiropractic course at the University of Central Queensland is sympathetic to this view. To have the Chiropractors Association of Australia's website say they're the guardians of this intellectual property, this is the sort of thing which is just intolerable in the most scientific of all ages.
So what is scientific about it?
Well, John, it works, and that's what helps people.
Now,
people
hang on, what want to be works? Helped. John Dwyer has just acknowledged that chiropractic works when it's used as physiotherapy, mm-hmm. but how does it work in the other ways that he was talking about?
Well, as I said, I'm not a chiropractor. I can't comment on their philosophy. I've got a master's in health science and
nutritional
medicine.
Well, you are here to speak for alternative medicine in general.
Yeah, and chiropractic is a wonderful place in alternative medicine. And, you know, it's like medicine. I mean, that has its problems too. There was a study in the journal Archives of Internal Medicine today that found that statin drugs increase diabetes by 50%. Now, that's a huge danger to the public. And you're talking about dangers of subluxation. We're talking about dangers of diabetes. That kills people, John.
Isn't it the case, though, that in medicine, when you get new evidence, medicine changes? Does alternative medicine change when it sees new evidence?
Of course it does. It adapts to the scientific principles.
Alternative
Absolutely
medicine hasn't changed.
Now, hang on, please don't interrupt. It does change. We evolve with the literature. Government actually accredit these courses throughout Australia. Universities are teaching these because serious academics have reviewed the evidence on this and they're teaching it in growing manners.
Well, it's very funny that 400...
I think it's time for John Dwyer to have a say.
Steve, 450 of Australia's leading scientists, clinical academics, have joined us in the Friends of Science in Medicine to write to all vice-chancellors. These are the most senior scientists, and we include in that now 50 international scientists who are struggling with the same problem in their own countries, have written to vice-chancellors because of their concern of the fact that there is no evidence-based literature to support this. Think homeopathy has been carefully studied by scientists because it was used so widely only to prove what we always knew would happen, that of course it's got no credibility, no usefulness whatsoever. But the fact that universities are including these things in their courses, naturopathy or alternative and complementary courses, is giving them undue credibility and deluding the public. And we, at least at the universities of Australia, we want a return to the primacy of only teaching evidence-based science. This is
Stephen
really
Eddie,
crucial.
You just said you disagreed about homeopathy. I mean,
yes.
How scientific is a system which says that you dilute a product to almost infinite levels and that you will then get an effect out of it?
There is. You
ask people to drink what is water with just one molecule of something in it, and it's going to cure you?
Well, absolutely. There are scientific studies, double-blind placebo trials on the efficacy of homeopathy. I dismiss John's out of hand that there's been evidence to say, oh, it's all a crock. There's evidence to support it. There's absolute evidence to support it. And as I said, 80%, you talk about 400 or 500. I'm talking about tens of thousands of doctors that are recommending their clients go to see alternative healthcare professionals.
Steve, there is no evidence-based science. There's lots of evidence it doesn't work. You may be interested to know that Germany, which has been the home of homeopathy for some time now, health insurance companies in Germany have said they will no longer pay for homeopathy. UK, the government only 2 weeks ago withdrew all funding for universities teaching alternative health courses and mentioned homeopathy. But homeopathy is just one of these nonsense things. You know, it's an insult to people that people can take seriously ideas about healing touch, energy medicine, reflexology, iridology, when we know perfectly well that how the human body works and doesn't work, and that these things can have no possible place in a modern scientific health system.
But we
are in an era when medicine, striving to become ever more evidence-based, is creating miracles week in, week out. And it's terrible to see people denied the access to really effective treatment because of these delusions.
Well, John, why do they? No one denies access to these treatments. That's a false statement. Their medicine, you're right, is making some fantastic advancements. But to say that natural medicine is dangerous, you can't honestly say that the side effects of medications, you can't discount that. They're huge. And that's why not people are drifting off to these people. They're being referred by GPs and they're going in their millions to see these practitioners. Now, why is that? Australians aren't silly. They're not going to pay out of pocket for this unless they get a huge benefit from it. I actually agree with John in some ways. Evidence-based medicine is the way to go, and that's what natural medicine is going towards. Where there's a lot of scientific studies supporting natural medicine. I've just mentioned one vitamin, but minerals and all that, you've discounted them out of hand, but that's primarily what natural therapists work with.
Steve, talking about trials of vitamin D has nothing to do with these systems that we're talking about, these pseudosciences that is what we're objecting to. I've had many emails about this in the last few days, but I got one this morning that really touched me because there was a pediatrician telling me that he had just seen a 9-year-old child with very severe autism. The parents had spent $40,000 on naturopaths and chiropractors who had all claimed that they could cure this child's autism. And by the time that got to clinic, it was too late to manage many of the speech defects. And time again, this has been becoming clearly a problem.
Professor John Dwyer, Emeritus Professor of Medicine at the University of New South Wales, and Steve Eddy, Head of Nutrition at the Australian Traditional Medicine Society. That's part of a slightly longer debate, which will be on our website from later this evening.